This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Students heading back to class across the Pikes Peak region, and it's serving as a reminder for drivers of the importance of stopping for school buses. New data reveals that thousands of Colorado drivers violate school bus safety laws on a weekly basis. State troopers say that they're ramping up enforcement this school year to keep students safe. Trooper Josh Lewis says that state law requires drivers on both sides of the road to stop at least 20 feet before reaching a bus that has flashing lights or a stop sign extended, and drivers need to stay stopped until those flashing red lights are no longer operating and the area is clear of children.
It's extremely alarming when we hear numbers like these, knowing that the people most affected are the school kids that we send off to school every single day as parents, as community members.
According to Colorado School Bus Drivers, the law is broken nearly 1,000 times a day during the school year. Drivers who violate the law can face a fine between $300 and $1,000, even have points removed from their license.
Congressman Doug Lamborn is hosting a back-to-school town hall this morning in Colorado Springs. Lamborn will be joined by El Paso County law enforcers and other guests to talk about ways to discuss with kids fentanyl. A spokesperson says the goal of the town hall is to give those who work closely with children ways to talk about the dangers of the drug. The event at Centennial Hall is set to begin at 9 this morning.
In a death investigation continuing in Black Forest after two adults were found inside a home there Monday night, investigators say someone called 911 to a home on Pine Point in the gated Black Forest Reserve community just after 6:30 Monday evening. The sheriff's office responded to that home, found two people dead inside. Lieutenant Deborah Minat saying that the investigation is continuing.
It's very methodical and systematic to ensure that everything is in place. And it's always for the victims at the end of the day. We are trying to do due diligence and do what's right in the care of the victim.
The coroner's office says autopsies on those adults have not been completed and there's no time frame on when they will be. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office say that they have arrested a man in connection with a suspicious death in the Fountain area. The Sheriff's Office announcing the arrest of Dennis Hayes yesterday. Hayes was accused of first-degree murder on the Monday of 43-year-old Lisa Wildlick. The Sheriff's Office did not release any further details about the investigation or the arrest of that suspect.
The Pueblo County coroner is identifying a man found dead in the western part of the county over the weekend. 63-year-old David Edwards was found in the rural area Saturday. Edwards had been reported missing by his family August 8th. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine his cause of death. Two men are jailed this morning on burglary charges after Colorado Springs police reportedly caught them in the act of a garage break-in. Police say right before dawn yesterday, someone called 911 to report strangers going into a garage and carrying items out. Officers caught up to the car at a 7-Eleven on Mount View Lane. Colorado Springs police say it recovered items in the vehicle that appeared to be stolen. 51-year-old Edward Davidson and 27-year-old Trayvon Saunders were both arrested. Two women in the car were also detained.
El Paso County commissioners have approved a $2 million project that would help prevent some street flooding in the Security Widefield area. El Paso County Commissioner Lajinos Gonzalez says the project's main goal is to improve safety and pedestrian access along two busy intersections, that being Main Street and Security Boulevard, and the intersection where Security Widefield and Fontaine Boulevards meet.
We're always listening to the public and asking for feedback. How can we improve our areas? What can be done to help improve your areas? And so we're always listening to that. But over the last several years, that feedback had already come to us.
The project will repave streets leading to both intersections, which would improve some of the drainage and reduce some flash flooding in the area, along with replacing outdated traffic signals and signs, along with other pedestrian updates to meet federal standards or disability access.
Coloradans who are afraid of spiders should probably avoid camping in the southeastern part of the state over the next few weeks. Tarantulas will begin their annual hunt for mates toward the end of the month. The event often brings out large groups of the hairy spiders who will continue the search until they either find a mate or die when colder weather arrives. A second wave of tarantulas is expected in southwestern Colorado later this year.
Partly cloudy skies as we head into your Wednesday afternoon. Most of the showers and thunderstorms today, well out to our west and down to the south of the Pueblo area. Everybody seeing below average temperatures as we head into the afternoon. Look for highs today of about 77 degrees, Colorado Springs 81 in Pueblo. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy for your Thursday. Back into the mid-80s, Colorado Springs, upper 80s and low 90s around the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.